Now, I don't want to say with all this that the male world only consists of zeros and rivets, but I would like to bring into play that it would be very appropriate if men would muster up more tolerance, respect, and equality toward women, so that women can also expand their entitled freedom and develop in their appropriate framework. In fact, as I've realized, it is such that the female gender, in many aspects of life, humanity, and peacefulness, etc., is remarkably more developed than the male gender. Consequently, the women judge and approach many things more intelligently. Also, their logic seems to me to be more pronounced, as well as their sense of true freedom, love, and harmony. However, it is just these things that evidently do not fit into the clutter of the lords of creation, which is why they continually try to disregard, oppress, and exploit women. But unfortunately, still many women lend a hand in this, for which the reasons are often inexplicable, especially when these women are unworthy of being female or unworthy of life, such as with prostitution or servitude to an evil man, etc. Unfortunately, there are also the emancipated women and the women-women, that is the mistress women, who appear to be powerful and who set themselves above others and bring them under their rule, as the man does this with the woman. Therefore, the fact still remains, however, that the intelligence of the woman, even of both kinds of sexes, has its black sheep, which are of a completely different type, since even women become overburdening, despotic, attacking, and illogical, etc., as this also happens with men. There are degeneracies everywhere, but these don't cancel out what I said with regard to the woman. Quetzal, 19. What you explained is correct. Billy, I think so, too, that's why I said it, yes. It is my effective opinion. Sometimes, I must confess that I am ashamed when I see how women let themselves be degraded or be humiliated by men, when I see how men treat women like dirt they beat, prostitute, exploit, and rob them of their personal opinion and freedom, and when I see how the female gender must suffer almost entirely under the rule of the male world, unable to have equal rights and often being treated like a rag that has all the filth of the world in itself. Quetzal, 20. You drive hard into the court, but I must ascribe correctness to your words. Billy, with you, this is fortunately not so, as it is the case here on the earth. Anyhow, that's what Sam Jace taught me. But what about with other peoples, I mean with other peoples of your federation, etc.? Quetzal, 21. In our entire federation, there exist laws that prevent such, as it is common on the earth. 22. Nevertheless, there are foreign civilizations and peoples on foreign worlds, who are not allied with us and who exhibit similar conditions of the mentioned form, as these are usual on Earth. 23. But now, dear friend, it is again the time that I turn to my duties. 24. In the future, I will no longer be able to come so often. 25. Farewell and until we meet again. Billy, bye, my friend. Bye. 212th Contact Thursday, November 6, 1986, 1:04 a.m., Quetzal, 1. I concern myself in detail around the clarification of your question regarding the authenticity of the biblical books. 2. In this regard, I also asked our historians and worked through all the historical records that were placed at my disposal. 3. It became entirely perceptible that all the biblical books were not written in a single case by those persons to whom they are ascribed. 4. So it is also incorrect that the Gospel of Luke and the Acts of the Apostles come from Luke, and furthermore, the book of Job was not written by this man himself. 5. Both books of the Bible are based on what was written down at a later time, as well as various books of the New Testament. 6. Moreover, the letters that are listed in the New Testament also weren't written by those to whom they are assigned. 7. In truth, these were illiterates, who let their scribes write the letters, to whom they had to pay remunerations. 8. Thus, one who was dictating a letter also couldn't control what the scribe wrote down, whereby it escaped the one dictating that very many things were falsified. 9. This also applies to the fantastic stories that surround Paul, who, in his consciousness confusion, saw himself as a martyr and, thus, also lived and worked accordingly, and following this, he then ultimately died by assassins, as this also happened with Moses, who made many enemies within his own ranks, who then robbed him of his life. Billy, so it actually isn't like what I said on June 11th, when I thought that Luke was the writer of the Gospel of Luke and of the Acts of the Apostles. Yes, Sfath already said that Luke could neither write nor read, as this should have also been true of the others who are praised as Bible and New Testament writers. But what about the Gospel of Matthew? Were you also able to clarify this? Quetzal, 10. I was also able to do that, yes. 11. Matthew was just as ignorant of reading and writing as all the others, to whom the Gospels and the books of the Bible are attributed. 12. The Gospel of Matthew was dictated by Matthew to a scribe named Joshua, who interpreted the whole thing in his free discretion and wrote it down and, consequently, also falsified it. Billy, does one know the reason, then, why all the books and letters are, nevertheless, attributed to the disciples and evangelists and prophets? Quetzal, 13. It should be noted that out of Emmanuel's disciples, only Judas Iscariot was actually acquainted with reading and writing, for he was, which no one knew and, therefore, which also wasn't handed down, a scribe, who left his profession, however, and became a follower of Emmanuel. 14. As a result of many years of investigations, which were also carried out by our scientists and historians through time travels, it is to be explained that already during the outset of the origin of Christianity, the disciples and evangelists were anxious to give the impression that they were experts of reading and writing and, thus, more highly educated than the common people. 15. This was because the simple persons among the people were of the erroneous view that those who were more highly educated than others would just know and understand more and, consequently, would also be enabled and authorized to teach the more unknowing and uneducated people. 16. An erroneous evil that has survived on the earth to the current day among all nations of the earth, which is also why the people of today's time are still of this misconception. 17. Through this, like at that time, the people are title-believing and office-believing, and they let themselves be suppressed, exploited, or just held down by those who have a rank and a reputation and who occupy an office. 18. So even today, it is in such a way as in the time of Emmanuel and of the old prophets. 19. And precisely of these, it remains to be said that not one of them has written down his offered teachings or his history. 20. Indeed, this was done by others, even the scribes, who were instructed to do so. 21. The first Torah originated from this, but it was later destroyed up to the last letter by a major fire, and consequently, there were no more written records, and everything was just handed down by word of mouth over generations. 22. Needless to say, the consequence of this was that enormously many falsifications arose, until one day, 12 self-proclaimed prophets, out of their own grace, gathered a large number of scribes around themselves and went out with these into an outlying area, where they lived for 40 days in austere form and, during this time, wrote down 240 books, from which then, over time, the new Torah emerged, from which then also the Bible of Christianity emerged, to which the New Testament was then simply added. Billy, but in addition, it must be said, so that no misunderstandings arise, that on the one hand, every one of the so-called prophets told his scribe those things and stories in the way he had received them from the various sources. Also, it must be made clear that the so-called books cannot be compared to today's books, which often contain several hundred pages. Most of the books of the self-proclaimed prophets, their writing experts, and, thus, their scribes, only contained a few pages, apart from the books of Moses and some others. But of these books, the majority vanished again, Consequently, today, to my knowledge, only 33 of these are available in the Bible. As I have learned, in the Old Testament scriptures, one will first notice Moses, Joshua and Judges, Ruth and 2 of Samuel, 2 of Kings, Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, with Esther, these as history books. Then, as poetic books, there are Job, Psalms, then the Proverbs, Ecclesiastes and Song of Solomon. These are followed by the prophetic books, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, then Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, followed by Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, along with Haggai, Zechariah and finally Malachi. Quetzal, 23. And you can still enumerate all this from your memory? Billy, what's learned is learned. But slowly, my memory becomes overstocked with debris. But for the time being, it still works. So I still know the books of the New Testament. These go in such a way, so the history books, in the New, the stands Matthew, Mark, Luke and John, together with the Acts of the Apostles. The letters are listed as follows: then the Romans, 2 Corinthians, Galatians and Ephesians, Philippians and Colossians, both Thessalonians, Timothy and Titus, Philemon, 2 of Peter, 3 of John, Hebrews, James, and the letter of Jude. Then comes the prophetic book. Finally, Revelation closes the whole Bible. Person, use what you read to the blessing, not to the curse. Quetzal, 24. Truly remarkable. Billy, what I particularly like about it is the conclusion. If only people would maintain their thoughts and feelings in this manner and then act accordingly. But for the majority of humanity, this seems to be a hurdle that will still need thousands of years to be mastered. Quetzal, 25. Unfortunately, a true word. 26. And when I think of the coming terrible events of the future, then your words contain a very sad truth. 27. The people of the earth will still cry out in the coming years, when the 2B. Note, Bush, as father and son, take over the presidency in America, as I've told you. 28. Both of them will be inhuman warmongers and will cause contempt for human life and evil acts of war to be spread into the wide world, in their self-glorification and vindictiveness and in their lust for power, thereby stirring up terrorism throughout the world, but they will also exert themselves under the guise of peacemaking. 29. In truth, they will indulge themselves in a form of terrorism, like Earth humanity has never seen or experienced before. 30. Their terrorism will encounter foreign countries in a warlike manner and will demand many thousands of human lives. 31. But revenge for this won't be missing, for in evil acts of terrorism, they will be encountered by foreign extremist powers in their own country, by what means also thousands will lose their lives, particularly through an act of evil, when the Americans, in their great pride, are encountered by aircraft that are reutilized as destructive and thousandfold deadly weapons. Billy, you mean, what will happen with respect to the WTC, as you told me in confidence, an event that will arrive in about 15 years, do you mean that? Quetzal, 32? That is correct. 33. About that, you should release no information. Billy, I also won't. But you also said that the ruler of Israel will act in the same manner at that time, but also the Palestinians. What is the name of the guy again, who will have the helm in hand at that time in Israel? Didn't you mention the name Sharon or so? Quetzal, 34. That is correct, his name will be Sharon. 35. He is a man who is now already talking point and who will arrange extremely much suffering, grief, hatred, destruction, and misery of all kinds, in regards to the spreading of murder and death and regarding Palestinian, Arabic, and Islamic hatred. 36. His route will be destruction and death, as this will also be the case with the 2B.S in the USA. 37. He will cause very much destruction, and his murderous orders and commands will demand a lot of human lives, whereby targeted murders of particular well-known enemies of Israel will also belong to the agenda, as well as the rising hatred and terrorism of the Palestinians and the extreme Arabic and Islamic groups, whereby all Arabs and Muslims will be falsely condemned around the world as extremists, fundamentalists, and terrorists by many false-thinking ones. 38. Thus, Sharon, already soon after taking office, will act just as infamously and inhumanely and in a human life despising manner as the father and son Bushes will act as presidents of the USA. 39. But as I explained, the extremist, terrorist, and other irresponsible elements of the Palestinian people will also act the same, by what means also Israeli women and children will innocently lose their lives, just like many men. And this will happen by the criminal machinations of Sharon and the two Bushes. 40. Palestinian suicide bombers will belong to the agenda, as well as murderous attacks on innocent people by the fundamentalists and extreme terrorists, who will soon drive their nuisance worldwide, often under the command of the insane and dissenter-hating, dilapidated fanatics and fundamentalists of the Islamic faith. 41. It will first be Saddam Hussein, the Iraqi president and dictator, who will cause Father Bush to release the so-called Gulf War. After that, it will be the fanatic terrorist Osama bin Laden, an Arab, who will drive his terrorism from Afghanistan in worldwide form, which will then cause Bush's son, of course, always under the guise of peacekeeping in the fight against terrorism, to invade Afghanistan and destructively level the cities, etc. to the ground. 42. Ultimately, in the worst case, everything can degenerate into a global war, and this time, the Americans would basically be to blame for this, if it should actually come to this as a result of the lust for power, unreasonableness, and irresponsibility of the American power. 43. Only the world leaders and peoples of the earth can counter this insanity, if they let reason prevail and bring those power-hungry megalomaniacs to reason, on which the welfare and woes of the earth and the entire world population will depend. 44. But unfortunately, at least during the first period, it will be such that other irresponsible national leaders and presidents, etc., will also shake hands in the criminal actions of Sharon and the two Bushes, whereby all those of the population of these countries, who won't agree absolutely with the conduct of their irresponsible governments, will innocently fall into the terrorists' line of fire. Billy, this can, indeed, become cheerful. You asked me not to share any information about this. Now, I can reassure you. Because for now, I will certainly not do that, at least not publicly. Internally, I may certainly say something, right? Quetzal, 45. Among those whom you can trust, yes. 46. But outwardly, you must, at least, still wait. Billy, I will do so. But now, I would like to address you about Mars again because during our last conversation relating to this, I forgot a question that I still wanted to ask. Tua told me on the Great Journey that there are also ongoing climate changes on Mars. That's how I remember it, anyhow. Is that actually right? Quetzal, 47. Yes, that is correct. 48. On Mars, there are ongoing climate changes and, therefore, also planetary climatic variations, through which, for example, snow falls, although, this phenomenon has a different nature than the one on Earth because it consists partly of carbon dioxide. Billy, yes, exactly, Tua said that, too. But what do you know about global warming? Is this actually to be solely attributed to the environmental degradation, etc. of the person? Quetzal, 49. Global warming is not just an effect of the environmental and atmospheric pollution caused by the Earth people. 50. The greenhouse effect, in the rotating form of pollution, is also to be attributed to special events and processes that occur on the Sun and whose effects also become noticeable on the Earth. 51. Through this, not only are the atmospheric layers of the Earth warmed up but also the atmospheres of all other planets in the Sol system. 52. Moreover, the Earth, in its interior, generates great heat radiations, which penetrate to the outside and help with the greenhouse effect. 53. The Earth's core, thus the center of the Earth, is not simply a solid mass, as is erroneously supposed by the earthly scientists. Rather, it is a core that is similar to what the Sun is in its entirety, Billy, so it's a bubbling nuclear furnace. Quetzal, 54. That is a good comparison. Billy, then a question about Rembrandt. It is said over and over again that not all of the paintings attributed to him come from him. Do you know anything about this, since you still concern yourself with the earthly art of painting? Quetzal, 55. Around Rembrandt, whose real name was Rembrandt Harmansz van Rijn, different stories grew, even during his own lifetime. 56. He was born in Leiden on the 15th of July 1606, and he died in Amsterdam on the 10th of April 1669. 57. Already at the youthful age of 15, he took painting lessons with the well-known history painter at the time, Jacob van Swanenburg, after which he gained further inspiration from various other painters and, from this, developed his own painting direction and created various works in his typical fashion. 58. In 1634, he married Saskia van Alettenburg, who already died, however, in 1642. 59. She was a woman who was extremely talented in the art of painting, but she did not appear publicly with her ability but only exercised it in secret, together with her husband, whose style fascinated her and whose style she received. 60. In this form, she created quite a number of very good works, which were indistinguishable from those of her husband and which also won't be distinguished for all times. 61. She also made etchings in this manner, for which Rembrandt gave his name, as well as for the paintings made by his wife. 62. So for example, the alleged self-portrait of Rembrandt, the related etching of 1639, was not sketched by himself, as also several others weren't, but by his wife, Saskia, who mastered his style perfectly. 63. Also, concerning the double portrait with Saskia, only half of this comes from his art, for only the portrait of his wife traces back to his hand, while his portrait beside her is the work of his wife. 64. In addition, there are various works that are imitations of Rembrandt's style on the part of several of his students. 65. Several have been recognized in modern times as such style imitations of expertise, but some of the surviving imitations are so perfect that they cannot be recognized as such. 66. This especially applies to those works that trace back to Rembrandt's wife because she mastered his style and technique perfectly. 67. As an example, it is to be said that out of all existing Rembrandt etchings, only 178 of these trace back to his own art, while a further 111 must be attributed to his wife. 68. All the rest trace back to imitations of students and counterfeiters. 69. Concerning the alleged Rembrandt drawings, the number is still much higher. 70. Also, the most diverse painted works, so the paintings that are attributed to Rembrandt, do not truly trace back to him but, instead, to his wife, Saskia, who lived in deep modesty in relation to her great skill and left all the fame to her husband. 71. Also, there are several imitations of his students, as well as obvious forgeries, but these are known as such. Billy, then another question regarding the engraved stones of Akkar, which should have been excavated since the early 60s, namely in the desert of Occuque in Peru, or in the vicinity of the provincial capital, Akkar. The figures engraved into the stones, so it is claimed, are supposed to have originated at least 100 million years ago, produced by people of a civilization of a very high level. Thus, the engravings show, for example, technological devices that, nowadays, find their use in optics and in surgery, etc. Even transplants are illustrated by the engravings, but also extinct prehistoric animals of various kinds. There are even engravings to be found on the stones that show people or human-like creatures on flying dinosaurs, etc. These matters became known at the beginning of the 70s. The stones were kept in Lima in the Centro Aeronautico, but basically, more than 10,000 strange exhibits like this should be in the so-called stone library of a certain Dr. J. V. Harbera in Icar. Do you know what's going on with these engraved stones? Quetzal, 72. The whole thing is well known to me. 73. The engraved stones are forgeries that trace back to a man named Basilio Ishwas, who engraved forms that he took from newspapers, magazines, and professional journals into the ancient stones. 74. Ishwas was a grave robber who earned his living thereby, namely by desecrating old graves and stealing the grave goods, which he sold to tourists and collectors. 75. Then, over time, also several family members helped the forger to engrave the stones, on the basis of the drawings that Basilio Ishwas had made from the newspapers and journals. Billy, there still remains for me an important question. As you know, in the 60s, I got to know Yasser Arafat, whose temporary epithet was Abu Amma. Concerning him, Sam Jace once told me that he would become a great political talking point and play an important role as a president frontman of the PLO, when everything starts to escalate between the Israelis and the Palestinians. What do you know about this? Have you made any predictions relating to this, and if so, may one get to know what was revealed? Quetzal, 76. Actually, according to our conditions, we shouldn't talk about future things. 77. Nevertheless, until now, we have done this over and over again. 78. It. Billy, I think that it wasn't forbidden but only recommended, right? Quetzal, 79. That is correct. Billy, then we can still discuss certain aspects of the future. Quetzal, 80. That, too, is correct, for a silence over such things was actually just a recommendation for the event that you could publicly talk about it in advance. 81. But on the other hand, one also spoke of the fact that predicting for the Earth person bears no fruit because, despite the warnings of the evil events of the future, he continues in his old style. Billy, and since I remain silent for the time being, you can probably tell me what you know and what your looks into the future have shown. Quetzal, 82? That I can. 83. Well, then listen, 84. Yasser Arafat has always made a secret of his real full name, which is why there are at least three different versions of a relevant form. 85. First, there is the name Yasser Mohammed Arafat, then the name Rahman Abdelrauf Arafat al-Kwail Husseini, and then the name Mohammed Abdelrauf Arafat. 86. On the one hand, he maintained that he had been born on the 27th of August, 1928 in Jerusalem, but on the other hand, he claims to have seen the light of world in Cairo. 87. His political career is remarkable. 88. As a true engineer, he became the founder and leader of the guerrilla organization Al-Fatah in 1958. 89. A few years after your acquaintance with him, he became chairman of the PLO Central Committee in 1969. 90. In the coming time, he will take on secret negotiations with representatives of Israel, through which he will then make it that the Palestinians receive a limited autonomy in Jericho and in the Gaza Strip, which might happen in September of 1993. 91. Through his efforts, he will also receive the Nobel Peace Prize in 1994, after which he will then be elected as President of the Autonomous Territories of Palestine in 1996. 92. In this office, it will be very difficult for him because he will have to deal with the opposition of radical Palestinian and Arab forces, especially with the Hamas and the Islamic Jihad organization. 93. However, he won't actually be the right man for the office of Palestinian president because out of fear of the radical Palestinian and Arab forces, he will be driven to spread their terrorism by suicide bombers in Israel and to spread more and more death and terror. 94. This will get out of control to a great extent because Yasser Arafat and his security forces will stand by idly or only very laxly do something about the fact that Israel will take the toughest measures and destroy many facilities of the Palestinians with rockets and bombs, as well as with tanks, whereby also many human lives will be demanded, both guilty and innocent alike. 95.